John.
Senator Long, sir. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. President, how are you?
Russell, I'm not calling you for a thing, except as I just noted, one of my spies, you're having a birthday. I want you to know that you can't have a birthday without having your friend at the White House calling you up.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah. I very much appreciate it, Mr.
I know you had a lot of work down there and everything, but take off tonight and tell your wife I ordered you out of the house, okay?
Well, don't order me to do anything for about another half hour. I'm still trying to move this bill along.
Oh, you're in that. Oh, what? No, no, stay there. Stay there.
Incidentally, for your benefit, let me just tell you something that the little difference of opinion that we've got here that might not come to your attention.
Right.
I think on this bill that, and right now we're about equally divided. I think I've got about one more vote than there is opposed to. But I think that on this bill, it would be good for you if we would say that people can deduct the expense of hiring domestic help, provided that they pay the domestic help at least 30% more than they were paying them to begin with, if they had somebody. Now, you've got 1.5 million people in those low-paying jobs, and then you've got another 3.5 million families who'd like to get somebody but can't get them. And this would let them pay a lot more to get the help. Frankly, I think that you might find as many jobs this way. Admittedly, they're low-paying jobs, but still a job is better than welfare. And I think you might be able to get more people their backside and at some kind of a job this way, even than with some of these other things that we hope to get them a good job. It might not have been, Dawn, if I know what I discussed it with you, apparently got the board in the treasury, figure they can't support it. Notwithstanding which, I think I've got there's a moment about a slim majority in the committee for it. Now, if I can't do that, I'm going to try to make it deductible as many cases that I can where the committee will go with me, such as cases where both the husband and wife are working or where the woman's working, has a disabled husband at home and things like that. But I think that there's the potential of putting just a lot more people to work. And plus that, I tried out on my maid. She comes in twice. Hell, she wants to go out and campaign for it when she sees the prospect of getting a big increase in her pay. I wanted to mention that to you, and I'd ask you to commit yourself. But frankly, I feel like that had a potential for getting a lot more people into some kind of a job, and also raising the pay of those that have these low-paying jobs.
You say at the present time the Treasury is they testified against it. Have
they're opposed to it, and frankly, that's what's keeping Wallace Bennett from voting for it. Right now, he's just withholding his vote. But my thought about this, the way I've got this thing worked out, would be that if you're in a 25% tax bracket or better, you've got to pay at least 30% more. So I'd have to pay my mate. If you're in a bracket above 40%, you got to pay 40% more. Well, if you take my mate, she's in prospect of getting an 40% increase in her pay. Man, she's out trying to find somebody she can campaign with for it, and it had a great potential, I think, in that. You got all these people, 1.5 million of them in low-paying jobs that would be just happy as they could be about getting a nice big increase in their pay for this picture. Now, I guess by the time we're through, organized labor is going to give me hell about it, saying, oh, my God, you're trying to give a rich man a tax deduction. But if I'm conditioned that, he's got to raise the pay of this poor devil who's got the job. I'm not worried about organized labor raising hell about that. I think that,
right.
That had a potential to help. Anyway, that's something I've been working on up here, and I think
Wally told me something about it. He didn't go into it, and I had him down. You remember you suggested we do that, and
right?
Had a nice talk with him, but
Tommy's not here to discuss it.
No, he isn't. I know.
And I figured that, but frankly, I've been telling my wife this one whole thing that you get reelected because you'd have a whole bunch of people get the big increase.
Yeah. The cost of it, Russell, is it?
The offhand cost would be about $600 million, but you've got these enormous deductions these tremendous offsets against it that they're not in that calculation. Such as look at all the people you take off welfare. You've got where are those people who are in the welfare category who you take off welfare by attracting them to take a job they wouldn't take before, and you've got a lot of cases where. Wife would go to work, take a job as a school teacher or something, and pay more taxes because she's is able to deduct the expense of hiring somebody to come in and look after the house while she's working.
Right.
So my guess is the overall cost wouldn't be great. Probably wouldn't. If you crank in the offsets, maybe about $400 million, and the number of people who benefit would be tremendous. Frankly, now some fellows tell me, well, I'll be accused of trying to help the rich. I'm not worried about that on this one.
I know that. Yeah, I know. I know. Let me. I'll take a look. I'm not familiar with the numbers and everything, but. I appreciate your filling me in on it, and let me take a look at it, will you?
Thanks for your call, Mr. President.
Right.
That was
well,
kind of you.
Anyway, don't start counting those damn birthdays now. You're too young a fella, okay?
Well, Churchill, sir.
I remember when I was 53, I was really a bounder. Yeah.
Well, you recall what Churchill supposed to have said about that, don't you? He said something to the effect about this, that I dread the thought of growing old until I think of the alternative.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.